What's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on That Frequency. I hope everyone is having a phenomenal week and happy spring. New blessings, new beginnings, new hobbies, maybe a new love, who knows? But I have read that some people believe that spring is the new year. Is the actual new year. And I definitely feel that way. Because that's when everything, nature is reborn and it's blossoming. You see the colorful flowers. You see the green trees and grass. And the butterflies and the birds. And you see the sun more. You appreciate the warmth of the weather that's coming along to summer. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I definitely appreciate the weather, but I love me some spring, and I'm grateful for it. And I do believe it is a new year. It may not be a new year in the form of the calendar year, but I do believe it's the new year in the form of nature year. I wrote some goals down yesterday in different colors, and I enjoy doing that. Spring is for new beginners, new blessings. But with that, when that happens, especially with beginners, you do have to let things go. And lately, what's been on my mind is, have I made the right decision on letting certain people go in my life or even walking away from certain people? You know, I tend to question myself a lot, which I don't like, but I will be working on. However, I've been thinking about it lately. Like, was it the right decision for me to give up on friendships or leave, walk away? And honestly, I came to the conclusion, yes. As much as I don't feel too much pain, but I feel slightly hurt. On some of the friendships I did have to walk away from, but I think about the times where I knew so many people, or I talked to so many people, and still felt lonely. I still felt like nobody was there. I still felt misunderstood. And that's the worst fucking feeling in the world, where you know so many fucking people, but you still feel alone. Like, that don't make no sense. You might as well roll alone. You might as well be a lone wolf. You understand? Because what's the point of you having so many people around, using so much energy, telling your business, giving people time, you know, giving them your love, giving them your effort, if at the end of the day you're still going to feel alone? I know spirituality also helped me with my decisions I have made with people, but after a while, yo, I gave up. I don't give up on the whole world, but I just gave up on some people because it's like I was tired. I'm the type of person who put a lot of effort. I'm the type of person who put a lot of love, but if that's not reciprocated, or if we're not growing how I would like us to grow, like I'm growing, or if the time is not put in and the energy is not put in like I'm putting in, what the fuck is the point? I'm very expressive now, so I'm always willing to talk to people if they want to talk to me, or if I, you know, want to talk to them. But I'm not sure why society is like this, or why some people are like this, but nobody really wants to talk or face the issues ahead. For what I realized, nobody wants to have proper communication and clear understanding, and that's not how I roll. That's That's not me now. You know what I mean? I used to sweep a lot of shit under the rug. I used to eat a lot of shit. Eating mean take a lot of bullshit from people. And I realized I don't want to be that. I'm sorry. I don't want to do that anymore. So it's time for me to be there for myself. I was afraid to cut off people because I didn't want to hurt them. Meanwhile, I was hurting myself. And it's like, I'd rather hurt me than hurt others. How, Sway? How does that work? After a while, I said, fuck this shit. I am who I am. I put myself first before anybody. And if people don't like it, which people did not like it, fuck off. I can't do the UK accent. Fuck off. But for real, you know, and I'm not saying like it's not lonely, yo. It gets fucking lonely. Because I barely talk to a lot of people anymore. I barely talk to people. Majority of the time I'm by myself. Or I'm doing things by myself. Or I'm keeping things to myself. I feel I am my own best friend. And I think my inner child craved that out of me. Like, I want you to be your own best friend for me. The inner child that needs to heal. The inner child that wants you to see who you are, which is a queen, which is an empress, a goddess, a starseed, an individual. You were never a follower. You was a leader. That's what my inner child wanted me to see. And it took me some time. It took me some time, but I'm blessed and I'm grateful that I'm able to see it now, you know? Sometimes you just gotta let people go, even if you don't want to hurt them. And it's nothing against them. It's all about your growth and your elevation. Some people can't go with you. They just gotta be for the seasons or season. They could grow in one way and you could grow another way. There's no love lost. Some people take it very personal, but honestly speaking, I try my best to send out love, even if I was hurt by certain people. Like, I feel like when you send out love instead of animosity and toxicity, it goes better for you. Because you don't have to deal with their emotions. No offense to them. They deal with that on their own. But you got to deal with yours. Because you made an action. Now you got to deal with it. How you going to resolve that? How you going to elevate from that? What did you learn from that situation? And what do you want? What do you want in the future? Or what do you not want in the future? You understand? I had people disappear from me too. Of course, I was real hurt and angry, but there was a reason why I couldn't be in their life anymore. Now that I understand this, it's okay that I'm not in their life. Because they probably seen something in me that's not a part of theirs, and that's fine. I could only give you love and peace. I don't want to be the person that's coming off of toxicity and anger and animosity because I no longer talk to anyone. It never made me feel good. Even if I felt a little bit, you know, better if I, you know, pop a little shit for a couple of minutes, but afterwards I will feel bad. And it's like, okay, you did all that. Why? Send them peace and love and keep it moving. Keep it going. The world is still turning. Literally, the world is still turning. People are still living. Shit, people are fucking right now as we speak. People are living their life. So why shouldn't you move on and keep it going for your life? If you're around people that is not serving you any purpose, who is not influencing your purpose, how about that? Who's not giving you that right self-esteem when you talk and you need that pep talk and they're not pepping in that talk? Let them go. If they're not respecting your values, if they're not respecting you, most importantly, let them go. If you see you growing in one way, you want to have certain conversations and they can't have those conversations, let them go. If you're trying to go away in your life where you want to work on passions, you want to have a certain type of living, but they want to have a certain type of way they want to live that's not really influencing you, and you're always clashing heads with that person, you know what to do. Do I have to say it? But I'm going to say it anyway. Let them go. Send them off for peace and love. Energy, time, even love is too precious to be wasted. Too precious. Instead of worrying about hurting people, think about how you're hurting yourself. Staying in circles or staying in surroundings that cannot help you elevate. That's bad. Think about that. You want authentic individuals around you. You want beings, when you leave them, when you get off the phone, you feel good. You want surroundings that help you think about your passions, help you think about actions towards your passions, help you grow in all spectrums of your life. You can't be wasting time with people who's not on the same wavelength as you. Because time is going to go and you still going to be miserable because you don't want to cut people off. Nah, it can't work like that, dude. My dude, it can't work like that. You got to be honest with yourself, your spirit, and your heart. Because sometimes your mind could play tricks on you. So, yeah. Spirit, your heart, and yourself. I used to write down the things that people did to me. The things I disliked about them. I used to write that shit down. Also, real shit. Because I love writing shit down. And I used to read it over and over and wonder why I still had certain people in my life. If I was getting hurt on a consistent basis by them. It was so mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling to me now because I used to really look back and see these things and be like, make it make sense. Why are you still there? You got to be honest with yourself when it comes to people. Don't lie. Don't fabricate it like, oh, you know, she was there or he was there when I had this bad time. I remember when we went out for drinks, like we were wilding. Okay. Let them be memories, but don't let them be your future. Don't let them be your present. Present. Memories are great for memories. Keep them behind you. Don't drag them along with you. Let them shits go. For real. If you having doubts about your past, or you in defense about your past, no, sorry. Oh yeah, you in defense about your past or letting them go, know you made the right decision. If your past decided to come back and they have grown and you're on the same wavelength, beautiful. But if they not, you know what the fuck to do. If your intuition is telling you, oh, hell no, keep them out of your fucking circle. You know what to do. Let's start our new year, which is spring, on great terms. New beginnings, new blessings, even new love. Don't doubt yourself. Be sure of yourself. And know whatever actions you had to make for you to be happier were the right ones. Yes. Nothing but peace and blessings.